Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined as always by my phenomenal Mind Shift crew, Dr. Ayo Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva, and Mr. Billy Miller, the Motivational Minister. It is Monday already. Happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to all of our vets as well. We thank you for what you do, protecting our country and keeping us safe as always. So we thank you. We're here. It's Monday again. You know, it's Mind Shift Monday. For those of you that are listening to the live show, I have to say thank you so much for being here, because I know you've had a lot of, you know, barbecue today. You've had your burgers. You've had your hot dogs. And so it was kind of difficult for many people to tune in tonight. I know some of you guys are probably still hanging out, but you guys are just so diligent and so encouraging, and you're just so dedicated to your personal development, to getting your mind shift on. So we commend you guys for being here with us tonight. As always, another hot topic, another phenomenal show planned for you. For those of you that did not listen to the show last week, oh, my gosh, you have to go back and listen to the replay, especially for you to get the gist of where we're going tonight. But last week we had part one of this Fired Up conversation, which was the relationship refresher. So we were talking about relationships 101, about how to keep your relationship spicy and so forth. And, you know, it just went. The show went. Some things came out that we didn't expect, but again, this is Mind Shift Talk Radio. You never know what's going to come out. And with that being said, I have to say this. Please make sure that when you listen to this show that you're coming here with an open mind, because we all have different perspectives on various topics that we discuss, especially when we're discussing relationships and shows like this. So we want to make sure that you have an open mind, an open heart, an open perspective. There may be some things that are said that you may not necessarily agree with, but we guarantee if you just keep that open mind, you will still have a healthy perspective by the end of the show. Also, because of the type of topic that we're discussing tonight, we want to make sure that, you know, this is for an adult crowd. There may be some things that are not appropriate for children. We know it's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Usually the children are asleep by now, but just in case you have your little ones up listening with you, just make sure that you kind of cover their ears, because there will be some things that may be discussed tonight that we don't want the little ones to necessarily hear right now. So that is it as far as the disclaimers. Again, we are happy that you guys are here. We encourage you to take part in the conversation. The chat room is open. Also, if you have any questions, any comments, any concerns, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. The phone lines will be open so we can take your calls, your comments, and your questions. Now, for those of you that have seen the information that we've posted about this show, we have four awesome individuals that will be joining us. Two are new to the show, two are not. Two have been joining us a few times, actually, since last year, so we call them our honorary Mind Shift couple, and you will hear from them shortly. But before we introduce our guest to you tonight for this roundtable discussion, I just want to open up the mic to my partner, my co-host, Dr. Ayo Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva. Dr. Ayo, can you hear me?
Woohoo! Yes, I can hear you, Stacey.
Hola, chica.
Hola.
It's Mind Shift Monday. Tell me, what are your thoughts? What's been on your mind? I know we've been excited about this show, so what's going through your mind right now?
Yeah, you know, I definitely love our relationship shows. Whenever we get into relationship topics, you know, we have so many people tuning in, and I know it's people out there tuning in tonight. And I'm really excited because we're so on point with this topic, because here I am on VH1 tonight, and I watched Basketball Wives and all their drama, and then Single Ladies is a new show that came on, and I'm like, boy, people really need some guidance, because if you are watching TV to understand how you should you know, conduct yourself appropriately in a relationship, oh, Lord, I'm just going to pray for you. So, I mean, if you were watching TV, you would be all messed up and extra lonely, okay? So, but luckily we have shows like My Shift Talk Radio and couples like the ones that are going to be on tonight that, you know, it can bring some real guidance and bring forth, you know, what it really takes to have a lasting relationship. You know, last week we had our experts on, and this week we have people who are living it, who are going through it, who are experiencing it. So I'm just telling you guys, all you need to do right now is go ahead and call up some of your single friends or some of your married friends who you know they're not even happy. They're probably not even sleeping in the same bed. And let them know they need to go ahead and hit up. You know, with some of them out there waiting for the kids to graduate so they could divorce. Go ahead and tune in, mindshifttalkradio.com, or dial in right now, 347-989-0206, because we are going in tonight, okay?
Yes, yes. But, you know, I'm glad that you said that, that, you know, really we do need to have these kind of forums and these conversations because, like you said, many people are looking at quote-unquote reality TV. I'm going to say quote-unquote because we know a lot of that stuff is not reality. It's not realistic at all. Much of it is scripted. But so many people are looking to, you know, the media and looking at television shows and stuff that they hear in other mediums, other areas as well, for that guidance, that direction. And so we have to be very careful with where we're getting our information from. Now, I'm not saying that Mindshift Talk Radio knows it all, but I think we have a pretty good track record, and not necessarily just for about us, but about the speakers that we've had on the show. We've had some really, really, really phenomenal speakers on this show and guests, people that really can be considered experts in their fields, and they know some stuff. And that's why we say it so many times, you know, you've got to have that open mind and that open perspective, because many times we go into conversations and we're like, no, I'm not feeling that. I don't agree with that. And if you just give the individual some time to share their thoughts and their insight, and then they can really impart some wisdom on you, and you're like, wow, I never looked at it that way before. You know, I never thought about it that way. So that's why I think this show is so phenomenal, because we just show you so many different sides of the spectrum. Even with just starting off this conversation last week, you know, we spoke to Coach Rael, and you know, we were sitting there going in with that, and we had Neely Terrell, the author as well. And then now this week, we have a couple's perspective, and so many times we look for information and we get it from the wrong places. And so I'm like, if we're going to talk about relationships and about keeping relationships spicy, wouldn't it make sense to talk to some couples, and not just couples, but couples that are engaged and are in healthy relationships, that are in spicy relationships, right? You know, we can go into the barbershop or the beauty salon and hear everything that we should not do and get all the information and the advice from the wrong individuals, but I think it's important for us to be able to come to a place like this where we can get that good, wise counsel, is what I like to call it. So, yes, guys, we are going to introduce you to our guest for this week. And as we said, it is a roundtable discussion, so there's no specific format. You know, we basically are just sitting back and just engaging in some good conversation. And so the first couple, as I said before, has been here a few times before, and we've had great ratings and reviews every time this couple has been on the show. You know, they truly speak from the heart, discussing our topics from a Christian perspective. And I love the fact that they can bring that human side to the conversations that we have. So many people feel that, you know, when you discuss things from a Christian perspective or any type of religious aspect, that it has to be very stiff and square and not really comfortable. And these individuals show us that, you know, you can take part in any conversation, even from a Christian perspective, and still have fun with the conversation. So we love having them on the show. And that's Mr. Chris Creighton and his beautiful wife, Summer Creighton, our honorary Mindshift couple. And then our second couple is new to Mindshift Talk Radio, and excited to have them as well, guys. If you haven't seen them, we're going to share contact information at the end of the show, but you're going to have to go online and view this couple. They are just a beautiful couple. When they look at each other, you see them, you just see this love radiating from the two of them. It's just so awesome. I think it's beautiful, actually. And this gentleman, Corey Guyton, was in the chat room last week. And so you'll be able to hear him. You know, he shared some some insight in the chat room last week, but you'll be able to hear his voice tonight with his beautiful fiance, Miss Chutney Walton. So Chris Creighton, Summer Creighton, Chutney Walton, and Corey Guyton. I want to introduce you guys to the Mind Shift listeners. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, we hear you.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You are welcome. I thank you guys for being here. You know, I spoke to you all a few days ago, and we were talking about, you know, the show and where we wanted to go with the conversation. And I think we're all pretty clear with that. And I just thank you guys for being willing to come on the show to really discuss this from, you know, that couple perspective. And so before we go on with our conversation and really get it started, I just want to hear from the two of you. When we talk about keeping a relationship spicy, when I say two of you, I mean both couples. When we talk about keeping relationships spicy, what does that mean to you? And I'm going to start off with our new couple, with Corey and with Chutney. What does it mean to you when you hear someone say keeping the relationship spicy?
This is Corey. When we say keeping a relationship spicy, to me that means just keeping it moving forward and not just staying stagnant. I know many times people, you know, they get into relationships and it's like the same thing over and over. And to me, I guess if you think about it, if we want to parallel it, it's like if I love steak personally, I love a good steak. But if I have steak every day, I'm going to get tired of steak. And so keeping it spicy is just doing things differently, even if it's steak, because the steak is going to stay the same, but if you season it a little differently. And so, you know, then you have a different type of spice on it, and it, you know, it tastes different. And it's a lot more, you know, it's more enjoyable because it's switching. It's not the same thing all the time. So.
And I think it doesn't always mean, I know sometimes even the first thought in my mind may be from a sexual lens in terms of keeping things spicy, but it could also be, you know, intimacy or flirting with one another, you know, the same things that you used to do when you were dating or when you were courting. Sometimes it's easy. Even Corey and I, sometimes it's easy for us to become very comfortable and very, very normal or lax in our relationship. And so we have to sometimes, you know, remember that, you know, we flirted with one another when we were dating, when we were just starting out, or, you know, he would send me flowers, you know, every other day or things. So those are the kind of things I think that also kind of keep things fresh, keep things, you know, it helps you to remember the reasons why you got together in the first place, the reason why you, you know, fell for that person in the first place. So I think that's also important as well.
Definitely. All righty. And Summer and Chris, what are your thoughts?
I would say keeping things exciting, adventurous, spontaneous. You know, I agree with the whole not staying stagnant, but just being exciting. You know, never know what that other person is going to do. And also the flirting is also good as well, like it was mentioned before. But I think keeping it exciting is keeping it spicy. That's what I would say. Because I know when Chris comes home, sometimes he doesn't know what he's going to find. Sometimes it's just plain on me. Sometimes it's not. So I think keeping it spicy.
I think that's fun. And that goes back to what Dr. Isle said last week. For those of you that listen to the show, she made a comment really talking about how important it is for us to make sure that we're still turning it up in our relationships, talking about for women, really, she was addressing the women about how, you know, we start off in the relationship always wanting to make sure that we're looking cute, you know, hair maybe done, makeup done, you know, looking nice, whatever, and then once we get settled into the relationship, we sort of get complacent, and then, you know, our mates are coming home seeing us in rollers or hairpins or scarf on, whatever it may be, and so that zest isn't really there anymore. And so she was talking about how important it is for us to turn it up and still look good for our man, you know, from a woman's perspective. So I agree with that 100%.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that as well.
Definitely. Now, here's what I'm curious about, because we have the engaged couple and soon to be married, so congrats again.
Thank you.
And then you're welcome. And then we have our married couple, and Summer and Chris, you know, for our listeners that are not familiar with their story, just want to tell them briefly, just give them a quick recap. You know, Summer and Chris were both in previous marriages before. So they were in marriages. The marriages did not go well, obviously, but they were blessed to find each other, and now they have this beautiful marriage now. And so I'm sure there's some things, guys, that you've learned in this marriage and in this relationship that you've incorporated that maybe you didn't incorporate in the last relationship or the last marriage that you guys had. What are things that you've learned now that have helped you in the relationship now versus your last marriage that you guys were in before?
Well, actually, we were just talking about this morning at the table when we were having breakfast, and I was telling Chris that in my previous marriage, I made the mistake of always being so kid-focused that I wasn't there for my husband. And I'm like, I always thought, you know, my kids need me, he's grown, they need me, but I didn't realize he needed me too. As a wife, he needed me as well. So that's one big, huge lesson I learned this time.
Okay. And Corey, go ahead.
No, go ahead. This is Chris.
Okay.
One of the things that I could take from my previous marriage is communication, talking. I think being a better listener. Also just being a person who was not just me focused, but also not losing myself as well. But being a person who I like to say just to be a servant. You know, someone who is going to love, and at times, even when things ain't going right, to be like have an unconditional love and not just think of, I guess, myself. That's just something just off the top of my head for myself of what I could have did better, and what I'm doing now.
Okay, and then with Corey and with Chutney, you know. You guys have been really busy. I think I've read that you guys have been in your relationship for about 3 years, pursuing PhDs together. I think, Chetney, you have yours, and Corey, you'll be having yours soon. So I'm sure there's been some challenges in the relationship. And I love what you shared last week, Corey, that you said that that when you started to take interest in Chetney's passions and her hobbies and so forth, that you saw your relationship get a little bit more spicy, per se. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, as you said, both of us, and actually Chutney just graduated with her PhD, and I'm working on my PhD. And actually, if you want to make it a little more complicated, we were distant. So to answer your question in terms of getting to know each other's, her hobbies, her things she liked, we had to do that because both of us, we're in the same field. We both study higher education, and we realized that all we talk about is higher education. We always talking about research. We always talking about all these things, but we don't talk about the things of the world, just the regular things. And so, you know, me, honestly, I'm going to be realistic and tell the truth. I started out watching The Young and the Restless with her, which, guys, we don't watch soap operas. But I started watching it because, you know, I wanted to get some cool points. This was early on in our relationship. I tried to get some cool points, but I ended up liking it. And so what we realized was that opened up more conversations for us because now we can talk about The Young and the Restless. And the crazy thing is now I watch it on my own. And, Lord, I don't know what's going on. But we had some conversations around those things. And also I think it was vice versa because she started watching some of the things I watch. I love the Judge shows, and she hated the Judge show. I watched Judge Judy, Judge Mathis, all those shows. And she hated those shows, but – you know, if you sit long enough and watch it, you know, then you begin to sometimes like it. And she started liking it, and it opened up conversations for us. And it's not just even shows, it's hobbies also. And we do things together. We work out together. And it just created an avenue where we can actually do things together. And that's what's important for us because we noticed that even watching those shows together, that it means that we are going to sit next to we're going to sit together and watch it. We're bonding. We're doing all those things as a couple. When we get in our research, we are in two different places working. She's working on her dissertation. I was working on my dissertation. And so we weren't together as much, so that brought us together a lot more.
You know, and I like that you shared that because, I mean, you were honest to say this in front of the whole world that you watched The Young and the Restless.
Oh, that don't bother me at all. I have a beautiful woman, so it doesn't matter.
I love it. I love it because you know what? So many times when we have these conversations, I know I've been coached before by some of my friends that, it, you know, I need to take more of an interest in sports because most guys are into sports, and so it's assumed that, you know, they would prefer a woman that can follow a good, you know, football game or basketball game or whatever it is. And honestly, I'm so clueless with a lot of the stuff that goes on in sporting. I am working on it, but I'm not there yet. So I love to hear, you know, from a male perspective that it's cool for you guys to watch the soaps as well. It's not just about us sitting there, you know, drinking beer and watching a game with the fellas, that you guys can sit and watch some soaps and eat some bonbons or whatever with us as well. I like that.
Right.
I'm cool with that. All right, guys. Well, now it's time to get into the whole topic on intimacy, because, of course, that's where we left off last week. At the end of the show last week, we were talking about not only preparation for relationships, making sure that we're asking the right questions and really taking the time to get to know someone, but we also talked about in that whole courtship, you know, there's a necessity to have open and honest communication, even about intimacy. And so, you know, I'm sure that we're all very well aware that many people are a little afraid of having those open conversations about sex and intimacy early on in their relationship. Some people are into relationships for years and are not comfortable having those conversations. What are your thoughts about that?
I guess I'll start. I think it's important because when you say the word intimacy, I think a lot of people think of sex, and I think that's the first thing where everyone's mind goes. And Chutney and I, both of us, been in relationships before, you know, this relationship, and different people have different experiences. But sex is not the end-all, be-all within the relationship. And honestly, it's not the glue that holds the relationship together. And I think society has painted this picture that you need sex, sex, sex. And when I speak of sex, I'm talking about intercourse. But intimacy is so much more because, yes, when you're in college, you end up sleeping with people without feelings attached, and that doesn't keep it together because you had sex. The truth is, it comes down to the feelings, the spirituality piece of it. It comes down to the physical piece of it. It comes down to the emotional piece of it. And intimacy, to me, is honestly sharing each other's hearts. And I think that's what's the most important. Yes, granted, sex is definitely important within the relationship. I think that, you know, if you're going to be married for a long time, you got to keep that spicy, yes. But then again, I still think you have to do the small things. I think the small things is really what keeps you together. You know, telling her she's beautiful, that's a form of intimacy that a lot of people don't realize that's rich, because she wants to know that you think she's still beautiful. Within the 3 years we've been together, I continuously say those things because after you get comfortable for a certain amount of time, you know, you can forget to say those things. And so just for her to hear that's like spicy in itself. But then again, just a little hug, just holding that night and not just necessarily engaging in sex is a beautiful thing, because sometimes people's minds can only get caught on sex. And so then your wife, your fiance, whatever, wherever you are in your relationship, they can start believing that the only thing you ever want is sex. And sometimes you have to do the small things, the little kisses on the cheek, or, you know, the little pecks on the lip, or the kiss on the forehead. That's a good one. Because that's like a protection thing. That's like saying, I have you, you know, you are protected. I'm your security. And so just those little forms of intimacy, I think that's what keeps the relationship spicy and keeps relationships together.
All right. Any other thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I just want to just piggyback with a Corey was saying. It's just the fact of, my question is, when I talk to couples, is that what if you're not able to have sex with your partner? What would happen to the relationship? So if your sex is, I mean, if your relationship is just built on sex, then your relationship is nothing. But if it's more than that, if it's like sharing, if it's sharing the ideas, sharing, like you said, TV shows, if it's sharing your passions, if it's just your lifelong dreams, and like you were saying, just the touching, the caressing, everything like that, then it just builds that oneness, and your marriage is supposed to become one. So the thing is that it's continually to be open to new things, continue to be evolving. That's going to build an intimacy because, you know, if you're married for a while or in a relationship for a while, you know what, that person changes. They continue to evolve into some of their likes and dislikes and things that their character, I mean, just things that the personality may continue to change. So you have to be on top of your game to keep that person satisfied to keep that person interested, knowing their love language, you know, knowing what they what their likes and dislikes, just really just trying to get to know that person and continue to work at it, you know. And I think that builds, that's going to build intimacy. You do that, you know, the sex will come, but you have to know the person because you want to be able to emotionally attach to this person, you know, so you can keep that fire going. I really think that's really important.
That was a really good point. I mean, at first, I'm not going to lie, Chris, that for a minute I was just stuck on that first question of what if you can have sex with your partner, and it took me a minute to start listening back to what you said.
Don't worry, trust me, I was kind of surprised I said that now.
I was so stuck on that for a minute, and I was like, wait, no, come on, more to this. So I really like that you said that, because for women especially, you know, it's more to sex than just, it's more to intimacy than just, you know, the actual act of having intercourse. It's more, you know, especially with women, we know men, you guys are a little bit different, but women, you know, I've met ladies who were older ladies that had never experienced the orgasm. And to me, when I'm thinking of that, I know that's really a mental block. That's something where, you know, maybe no one ever really took the time to get to the heart of who they are inside, or they never even, you know, they might not be in a position where they are really in tune with their body, in tune with themselves, you know, what have you, that they haven't gotten there. So I really like that you said that it really is more to it. And that's what Mindshift is all about. And I know some of you guys, y'all probably was like that. You probably was stuck for a minute like I was, so you might have to catch the replay again to make sure you understood what Chris was saying. But I want to ask you guys, because Summer, you brought up a really good point about the kids, you know, and I know for me that was a really major turning point in my relationship was when I had my first child, and we went from, you know, me being able to spoil my husband 24/7 to now it was like, you know, you're like a distant memory.
Exactly.
You know? So Summer, how do you think, how can kids change a relationship, and how can people, you know, get ready for that? What are things that they can do to handle that?
That's a good question, because they do change the relationship. Like you said, at first it's just you and your husband, and it's all just nice because you guys can go out and eat at 3 o'clock in the morning if you want to. Don't have to worry about kids. But once kids come picture, it's like, oh, the baby. And I know at the beginning we have a tendency of, well, they have to sleep with us. What if something happened? The husband's looking like, what? Like, uh-uh, they need to sleep in the crib or something. But I think what you have to do is, because most of the time men get involved, a lot of men get involved as well. It's not just the women, but men too know how to nurture and know how to be there for the children. So I think you have to just work together on that as far as where the child should sleep and what's too much. And I like how Chris lets me know, like, okay, no, they're okay. You know, because sometimes women, we need that. We need the man to step up and say, okay, no, calm down, they're okay, because we always want to be there. And so I think it's just a matter of working together, really, on the schedule. I know we are set on schedules. We are like, okay, 8:30, our younger kids are to bed. 9 o'clock, the oldest one goes to bed. And we are like, that's it. I think that is so important that you have a time to put the kids to bed. Because if they're up all night, you would never have your alone time. And that alone time is so valuable, so important for the married couple.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Dr. Ayel Kedar, and Mr. Billy Miller, the Motivational Minister. We are talking about relationship refreshing and how to keep our relationship spicy. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free, or concerns, to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Or we encourage you to join us on the chat room, mindshifttalkradio.com. You can always engage in conversation in the chat room. But, guys, you know, I see that we're coming up on the half hour already, and time really goes by
quickly on this show. And so I want to make sure that we're going into the stuff that I know many people really tuned in for. And Dr. Io alluded to this at the end of the show last week. And I just have to ask this question about being a freak, okay? Dr. Io asked, and I'm asking both couples, because she said, is it a bad thing necessarily to be considered a freak? And we know that the word freak can have some negative connotation tied towards, to the word itself. So I want to hear from both couples in terms of the whole, Io, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk on this one as well.
Stacey's trying to cover up, y'all, trying to make it.
I know, that she's going to be like, no, I have something to say as well. So, okay, the floor is open to everyone. I want to hear the discussion. Okay, everyone can chime in, but what are your thoughts? Is it okay to be a freak in a relationship? Good, bad, indifferent, what is it? Don't be shy now.
I guess it depends on what's the definition of a freak.
Let's start with that. That's a good one.
Okay. All right, so what's yours?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Wow, I have a funny story. I told my wife, I said, I'm a freak, and she panicked. She panicked because she thought I was in the whips and chains. And I'm like, wait, hold on. I didn't say any of that. I just said when I say I'm a freak, that means I am creative. And I want to be creative in the bedroom. I'm not just, not just one thing, but I like variety. And to me, since I'm a pastor, so I just say, I try to keep everything as biblical. As close to it. So I'm just like, no, there's certain things I want to do. So I'm not asking you to have, two or three people in our bedroom. I'm just saying that I like to do a variety of things. And I just, and I think also, and I was just trying to express that I'm, because I'm not this shy guy. I want to do some things in the bedroom that's going to make this thing creative and fun and that we both get our needs met.
And that's the pastor talking, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just don't get it twisted. God designed
it.
So I'm going to enjoy it.
That's right. I am not mad.
I was listening to what Chris was saying. I agree as well. I, personally don't think as long as, the couple is, comfortable with that or, has their own definition of whatever freak could be for that situation. But if it's something that the couple is comfortable with and that it works for them and keeps things spicy and enjoyable and interesting for them, then I think, more power to them. I'm all down for, being a freak within my own relationship or having my partner be, I'm saying my partner in general, but having their partner be the same way as well, because I think one of the points made in the beginning was, again, keeping things spontaneous, keeping things fun and interesting for the couple. So whatever that may be, if it's toys, if it's different positions, if it's, different types of music or doing it, in different places or, whatever type of intimacy in different places. And I think that's great because, again, this marriage thing is a lifelong commitment. So, I mean, you over that many years and people changing and all of that, you've got to do things to keep it interesting. So if that's what it takes, then I am all for it. I'm all for it.
Now, I just received a private message from a listener that says she's in a relationship and she's looking for some ideas. She wants some specific ideas on things she can do in her relationship to spice it up. So what suggestions do you guys have for her?
Was
that the Dr. Evil laugh?
Yeah. Look, I got my little finger out by my mouth like I'm the little weird dude.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
This is Corey. I think a lot of people, I think role playing is really good because I think everybody should have alter ego in the sense of, and I know that sounds crazy, but I do think that because it's just a difference, you can't come in as the same person every day because as I said earlier in terms of like the steak and all that, it'll get boring. And so I think that you do have to come in. I think flirting is important also. I think that a lot of people don't flirt. And I think just I mean, sometimes you have to even go into this person that you even probably despise, and you know that you're made despise because it's just a different person. And it catches people off guard. I think spontaneousness is the biggest thing. You have to be spontaneous. Things that they'll be like, whoa, did you just really do that? You know, and I just think those things you have to do. That's with anything in life, though, not even just sex. That's with anything in life. But within sex, it's the same thing. You have to just keep it fresh and new, exciting, spontaneous, and different. And, yeah, so different names, yeah, whatever. Not different names. That might be bad.
I think that's a good one. I think the spontaneity is important. I would say definitely being like Corey just said, you know, things that would just completely throw them off. So if that means, you know, catch them while they're sleeping and, you know, you wake them up doing something, you know, that's always fun. Any type of, you know, just think outside the box. And that really could be, you know, last week we talked about getting to know your partner. So finding out what they like, what they don't like, you know, what are some of their fantasies, you know. And I know for some men, you know, once you had the baby and you're like the mother of their children, you know, they feel like they don't want to do certain things to you, you know what I mean? So you have, but again, you know, you have to be really open, and this is where you have to communicate and listen to what your partner likes, what they don't like, and just mix up.
Right.
So,
yeah, I think the listening to your partner is huge. I totally agree with that as well. Also, I don't know if people videos. Sometimes couples like to videotape themselves and watch that back, and that's a form of kind of eroticism or something that's a turn on for them. That's another kind of idea. I know we were.
Don't let them upload it, though.
No, definitely.
I was going to say, y'all got masks on, because.
No, definitely not for anybody else's eyes, but just to, you know, the couple's eyes as well. But that was just an idea, just a thought.
So it's like a coaching tool, like you would use the video as a way to, you sit there and kind of look at it and say, oh, maybe we could have done that differently, or maybe we could do that better. You know, is that how we're using
the I'm just asking. No, I was thinking more so the same way that people may use pornography if they are, if that is a turn on for them. But I mean, you definitely don't want to, and definitely speaking from a spiritual perspective, you definitely don't want to bring in, you know, new people as, you know, basically new faces or new people into the relationship by watching other, you know, forms of pornography. So this way, if you're watching back your own video, it's, you know, maybe that's a way of turning a turn on for you and your partner, or you and your spouse, or whoever, to be able to watch that back. Or it could be a coaching tool. It could be, you know, I don't like that position. You know, however you want to use it, but I just thought maybe that would be an idea or something different that couples could use, because several couples I know do actually watch pornography videos together. But this way, you're not having to look at other people. You're actually looking at yourself and viewing yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you just mentioned the whole spiritual piece, and I'm really interested to hear more about that from Summer and Chris, about the spiritual perspective with sex and intimacy. You know, what can we do and feel comfortable with, and what shouldn't we be doing?
We were just talking about this morning. And I'm trying to figure out how we can keep it short. Okay. Well, since we were talking about, since Chutney mentioned the pornography thing, we talked about that this morning, about we wouldn't bring, like, we don't think that it would be right as a Christian marriage, because as a Christian marriage, that we don't think it would be right to watch other people. I probably so much wouldn't watch ourselves, because I think it plants a seed of that still. And because Chris, as he used to be a porn addict. And so me being his wife and helping him spiritually as well as he's helping me, I wouldn't even want to plant that seed there. So that's my perspective on that. And then we talked about bringing in toys and things like that. And I'm not real big on adding anything. I'm like, God equipped me with everything. We're going to use what I got.
And he equipped him with everything we're going to use what he got and just be very creative.
Yeah.
But, and then the other thing we talked about was anal sex. And then Chris had this, oh, can I say that? I'm sorry. I said it already. I'm sorry.
Well, it's out there now. Go ahead.
I'm so, but you know, you are not going to invite me again. Okay. So we were talking about.
Go ahead. I want to hear.
Yeah, and Chris broke it down very plainly, and it made sense to me, and I told him maybe he should break it down. Well, of course, using the real terms and the clean terms.
Well, I mean, just quickly and basically, I was just talking about how the vagina is ready for penetration. Like, it will conform around the penis, and it lubricates itself, so it's a self-clean organ, and it lubricates itself to make sure there's not a lot of friction. But when you come to the anal cavity, it's different, that it stores a lot of diseases, because it's for waste, emptying for waste. And so there's a lot of feces and disease. You can catch diseases more frequently when you have anal penetration. So we were just saying that, it may not be wise to do that because it's just when you have a vaginal penetration, that it seems to be more biological. I mean, I guess it seems to be more, I want to say conducive, but it just seems to be more ready for that than for anal sex. It's a lot of stuff you got to do to make sure that you protect yourself and that that person, as you know, for the anal cavity, if you do a lot of penetration, too rough, it could really tear things and cause a lot of complications. So that's what I was just throwing out there, that you have to be very, very careful and be wise about it. But there's a lot of creativity that you can have in marriage. One thing that I would say is that you don't make anybody do anything that they don't want to do. That
right.
You be respectful to that person if they don't like a certain position or they don't like a certain type of sex, then you know what the thing is that you respect them, and if you respect them, there's a lot of ways that you can enjoy sex without having certain components, you know. So, and the thing is really, we were talking about again intimacy. You just really gotta just make sure you please the other person, and please the other person, then the other person to please you. You just want it to be a consistent thing where I like, you know, just like something like a competition. I want to make you have orgasm. No, I want to make you. What it does is just continues to build. And if you do that each and every year, you'll see that the sex you have with your partner will get better and better and better because you continually to foster an emotional relationship. And you, I think, Stacey, you had said something. You know, men, yeah, you know, we're visual. We can be ready just like that. But I do believe that also men don't just want sex. That we do also want an intimate partner to have intimate sex with, because it makes everything more meaningful.
Yes.
And like Chris said before, so you don't want to degrade the other person. You don't want them to feel less than certain things.
Right.
Especially when you come into a marriage and you've had partners before, and you're not a virgin, you have partners before, you don't want to bring that into, well, such and such used to do this to me this way, so can you do this to me? You know, you don't want to bring that. You want to keep the marriage bed holy. And you want to be able, God is with us everywhere. You want to be able to invite him into your bedroom. You don't want to be like, oh, okay, God, don't look at this part. You know, so.
Right, that's especially, I mean, because I think people think they're just like, okay, well, God doesn't care about this, but he does.
Exactly. He created
he made it.
Yeah.
He made it. So, you know, so, I mean, and that, again, we're talking from a Christian perspective and a biblical perspective, and it's just like God created it. He wants you to enjoy it. I think you just, I think the things in the bedroom is just make sure you have fun, make sure there's respect, make sure there's creativity, and make sure there's discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe it will just make that sexual relationship and also the intimate relationship, I think you continue to grow and it get better and better each year.
And always make that person feel loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want them to feel like you just getting yours.
Right. And Chris, you mentioned something before, you know, you just talked about how important it is to make sure that you're wanting to please the other person. I definitely believe that that's a healthy perspective to have on it, is that we need to look more at how can I
you know, benefit the other person. You know, look at yourself and say, how can I benefit my partner? Because if both individuals are interested in pleasing the other person, then we know that there's no gap or disconnect because now we're both fulfilled at the end of the day, right? So I think that's a great perspective to have is how can I please my partner? How can I make my partner feel appreciated and feel loved and so forth? And like you said, Summer, and not make them feel degraded or anything like that. I also love the fact that you just brought up another key point about how easy it is sometimes for us to bring things from past relationships into a new relationship. And sometimes we go into new relationships with that that expectation that our new partner is going to perform not only sexually but even emotionally, you know, physically, intimately, everything, like a prior partner or a previous partner that we may have had before. In the same way that we can't judge our new partner, you know, compared to someone we were with before in terms of how they talk to us or how they treat us and so forth, it's the same thing with intimacy. We can't expect them to be on the same level. But what I do think is important is that we're able to have that open and honest communication and that dialogue about those things that we like, what pleases us, what do we like to do for each other and so forth. And that leads me into the next question or the next comment that I have, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. But before I go there, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mindshift Talk Radio. We are talking about Relationship Refresher 101, about how to keep your relationship spicy. And we're talking about keeping it spicy in the bedroom, in the living room, in the kitchen, meaning every part of your relationship, just not the physical aspect of your relationship. But, of course, that is a key part. So make sure that you're tuning in at the chat room. I'm sorry. Join us in the chat room at Mindshift Talk Radio. com, or feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. But again, guys, what I was talking about just now, and I know there was a comment even in the chat room by Coach T, and he talked about when he was engaged to his wife that they had a long-distance relationship, and so their intimacy and sex took place by phone. And I know last week when we had Coach Ryle and Neely Terrell here, we were talking about the importance of communication. And I really want to know Well, first of all, before we go in too deep into it, I want to hear your thoughts about the conversation piece. What should the conversation look like when you first get into a relationship in terms of discussing those likes or dislikes and so forth? What are your thoughts around those that are not comfortable about having those conversations as well early in their relationship? And then the second part to that, I want us to talk about intimacy in a relationship with celibate partners. You know, some people don't believe in, you know, having sex before marriage. I see that's been in my circle and the people that I'm coming to know, I'm seeing that more on a rise in terms of people saying, you know, I'm going to wait until I'm married. And so now they're looking for ways to spice up their relationship, you know, in a different way, obviously. So what are your thoughts about that?
I start with the question about the conversation when you first get into a relationship. I guess because I mean, 3 years ago, that's where we were. I think before anybody gets into any type of relationship, I think you have to have those honest conversations. I mean, I don't know if are you referring to just intimacy or are you referring to everything?
Everything.
Okay. I think you need to have those conversations before getting into a relationship. We talk to a lot of people and we give a lot of relationship advice. Yeah, we only been in a relationship for 3 years, but I feel like we learned a lot and we had previous relationships. And everything from Tiffany and I, we don't have kids, but we had to have that discussion. Do you want kids? She said, yes. How many do you want? And then we had to have those discussions to make sure that it was something that we were in line on. We had talks about spirituality. I think that's the root of any relationship from my perspective. And so if we're not on the same page spiritually, why even get into a relationship? I know a lot of people wait till they get into a relationship to ask the questions. You ask the questions before the relationship, and then you set the relationship based off of what you learn about the other person. For us, we were in a distance relationship, and communication was key to our relationship because that's all we had to live on. I'm glad we had a distance relationship. A lot of people hate distance relationships. And, yes, it's tough, but one thing we did, we got to know each other. And a lot of couples don't get to know each other before they actually get into a relationship. They get to know each other afterwards. And all we had was conversations. So I learned a lot about Chutney, and she learned a lot about me because we were at two different institutions in two different states. And so we talked every night. We fell asleep together on the phone at night. And we made sure that we did ask those tough questions. I wanted to know about her family because I wanted to make sure that when I got into a relationship with her, that I would have good relationships with her family. But I wanted to make sure she had good relationships with my family because I think my family is pretty easy to get along with, and I feel like if she couldn't get along with my family, that was going to be a problem. For some people, it doesn't matter. They want to be with a person who don't like their family. But for me, that was important. And so I just think those conversations have to happen at the beginning because if not, if you're together, it's going to cause problems in your relationship, and it's going to be some major, major issues. And so that's my piece on that.
Okay. And then that second part was, how do we have that intimacy in relationships if we're choosing to be celibate?
Well, I think the first thing is that you have to respect a person's wishes. I think back earlier, someone was just basically saying, don't make anyone do anything they don't want to do, especially when spirituality is tied into it. Because I know, especially as men, and guys, I know I'm stereotyping us, but sometimes we can be pushy, even if a young lady says, you know, that's not, you know, I want to work on my spiritual walk. Definitely I was in a relationship, a young lady approached me, and this is when I was younger and dumb and did crazy things, but I did have respect. And she came to me and said, I don't want to do that. And she thought I was going to break up with her. And I was like, no, I respect that. And honestly, it makes her, I think, not having sex, you know, and focusing on your relationship and building the foundation is very key to strong relationships. I think that's the key to building strong relationships because, like I always say, sex is not the basis of relationships. So if someone, you know, doesn't want to have sex, I don't think you should, you shouldn't push another person. And I don't think that's the reason to leave someone. Actually, I think that's the reason to stay with someone because that person respects themselves.
Yep.
And so, and what should you do? I think you said, what should you do? I think you just have to be patient, and you have to be understanding. I think that's the biggest thing is patience and understanding. And if you can't deal with it, you should have to move on. But that becomes a part of your own personal character and your personal values and morals.
Well, I think that, you know, that's where communication also comes in. The two of you, you know, should have conversations about things that make the two of you feel comfortable and still be fulfilled in that area where intimacy is concerned or where, you know, where the two of you are still both being pleased in that kind of way, but you're not, again, making the other feel uncomfortable or have them violate their spiritual walk. So that's, I think, a good conversation for the two of you to have so that you can meet kind of in the middle and find out some things that are going to be comfortable and doable for you as a couple, but, again, not making anyone, forcing anyone to do something they don't want to do or violate any of their beliefs or the path that they're walking on in terms of their spirituality.
And I think I'm going to step on some people's toes here, but I think if it's a young lady who, or a young man, either way, vice versa, who doesn't want to be sexually active, if they're with someone who wants to be sexually active, then I think at that point you're unequally yoked anyway if he's trying to push you. And so maybe that's not the relationship anyway that you're supposed to be in.
Right.
If one person, because of spiritual reasons, don't want to have sex and the other person is pushing them, so that's already they're
that's
not on the same path.
Yeah.
And so that's already an issue.
Yep.
I agree. You guys had some really good points. I know we're coming to the top of the hour here, so our time is running short. But, guys, you guys, first and foremost, thank you all so much for being here because you all shared so much information. And I know the listeners were truly blessed to hear what you guys had to say. So just to recap, communication is probably the first thing about being in a long-lasting relationship. Being a good listener, not just talking, but listening, is especially important. For me personally, I know Coach Terrence asked, I didn't answer the question about being a freak. And so, yes, I think when you have the right person and you guys are in a monogamous relationship, I say throw your freak flag up, fly it high, get it in, let's go. And I would say but save some because, you know, after some years and years, man, you still got to pull stuff out. So don't throw everything on the table in the first, you know, 2 months. You know, let it pace yourself. You know, save something for 5-10 years in that they still like, whoa, you know. So and don't make people feel uncomfortable. So those are just a couple of things. Yes, spontaneity, a couple things that stuck out for me tonight. And I know that our listeners got even more from it. So
definitely. Well, I agree with Dr. Isle. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. And before we close the show out, we always want to make sure that we have enough time for you guys to, when I say you guys, I mean our guests tonight, to share your contact information with our listeners to let them know how they can get in touch with you. And also want to hear from Corey and Chutney, because I know you guys have a YouTube show and you have a website, which is ybelove.com. So ybelove.com. Do you mind sharing with our listeners what your website is about, what they'll find there, and what you guys discuss on your YouTube show?
Oh, okay. Well, like you said, we have a YouTube show and we have a website, and it's called ybelove.com because we're young, black, educated, and in love. And we started this honestly because it was a calling, the truth. It's because we have experiences that we feel like we can share with others. One is young. We're both pretty young, both under 30. We both black. We love being black, and we want to teach black empowerment. It's okay to be black. You can be proud to be black. Educated, we both. She has her PhD. I'm about 3 months away from having my PhD. So we believe in education, and we believe that anyone can get education because we weren't always in positions where people thought we were going to be educated. And then we're in love, and we believe in healthy relationships. And not only black relationships, but we do believe in black love also. And we believe in black healthy love because, as she said, Basketball Wives and all those shows, they depict black love in a negative spotlight or in a negative way. And so that's what we created the website for, and that's why we do our series. We try to put out a video every Monday. We didn't do one today because we're moving to North Carolina. But that's that. Anything else you want us to discuss? Oh, contact.
That is it. Yes, contact information.
Oh, you can just contact us at CoreyChutney@gmail.com, which is C-O-R-E-Y, as in yellow, and C-H-U-T-N-E-Y@gmail.com, CoreyChutney@gmail.com. And the website, again, is www.ybelove.com.
Awesome. And Chris and Summer, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me through my website, www.summercreighton.com. There's coaching information there, and there's ministry information, SOMMERCRAYTON, and also under Summer Creighton on Facebook.
Yep, and you can see me on Facebook, Chris, and the last name is Creighton, CRAYTON.
Awesome. Well, that is it, ladies and gentlemen. You have heard from our awesome guest speakers this week, Mr. Chris and Summer Creighton, as well as Corey Guyton and Chutney Walton. I almost missed that right there. Corey Guyton and Chutney Walton. Again, thank you all for joining us tonight. We appreciate all the information that you shared. Also, for those that are listening, if you'd like to share this show, which we encourage you to do, make sure that you share the link for MindShiftTalkRadio.com. Also, if you have not liked our page yet, make sure you join us on Facebook, facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. Also, you want to make sure that you go to MindShiftTalkRadio.com and click the follow link. I don't know why I'm tongue-twisted tonight, but make sure you click follow on our webpage so that you can get updates about upcoming shows. If there's any type of updates we have as far as events, anything going on with our guest speakers, that information will be shared on Facebook. So you want to make sure you join us there. Also, you can find us all there, Dr. Io Kedar, Stacey Emery, and Billy Miller. We are all available on Facebook as well. So as always, we thank you guys for tuning in. We thank you for being here. And next week is a new month. We'll be in June next month. So for June, we have a totally new lineup for you guys. You know, June is the month where we have Father's Day, and we want to honor and salute the men and the fathers and the brothers and sons in our lives. And so we're going to have some shows strictly designed around that purpose. So we encourage you to join us next week for a whole new month, a whole new week, a whole new topic on Mindshift Talk Radio. Make sure that you're sharing the replay. Make sure that you're following us online. And make sure you're here next Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. But as always, thank you for being here. We wish you a blessed, phenomenal, productive, and successful week. And we will speak to you guys next week. Take care and be blessed. Bye-bye.
Mind Shift Radio.